You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another week of Cushy Radio. My name is Ali Laube, and I'm the host of this show as well as the co-owner of Cushy Entertainment. We're an event production and promotions company focused on hosting inclusive and accessible events. This week, we do have a show, our first show in a very long time. It's a collaboration between Cushy and Hotspot on Zoom. By donation, which means you don't have to pay anything if you don't have it, and all of the proceeds go to the artists. We are really excited to do this because we have never, ever, ever done an online show before, and I've gone to a couple of them, and they're really fun. I've been watching a few DJ sets and queer dance parties and all sorts of crazy shit going on the internet, and it seems like it could really be an avenue for cool culture for the next couple months, so we hope you guys join in. It's this Friday at 9 p.m. Go to hotspot.club on Instagram. They're going to post the Zoom link in the bio at 9 p.m. sharp, so you can hop right in. The talent that's playing on Friday, we've played on the show before, all of them, actually. So if you've listened to this show before, you might already be familiar. We have Biawana from Vancouver, Nila from Vancouver, and Quarterback from Victoria, since relocated. And these three are absolute pop stars. I play their music a lot because I really, really dig the way they write songs, and they're some of the only artists who always, always, always put on a fun show. Anyways, we're going to start by listening to them for the Who We're Working With segment, the first Who We're Working With segment in ages because COVID made it impossible to put on shows. First off, we're going to listen to Biawana. It's a new track they just put out, and actually, all of the tracks we're going to listen to today are relatively new, one of the great things about the COVID art renaissance that's unfolding right now. First off, we have Mellow by Biawana.
My body is starving to feel the touch of your skin. When I'm without you, I feel like I'm drowning. I didn't know what love was till I tasted you. If love's a battlefield, I'd die for you. What will it take to get you out of my head? How will I know I'm the one that you want? Am I the one that you need? I've second-guessed everything that I do. I've never second-guessed being with you. My body is starving to feel the touch of your skin. When I'm without you, I feel like I'm drowning. I didn't know what love was till I tasted you. If love's a battlefield, I'd die for you. You're like a melody to my heartbeat. Melody to my heartbeat. Melody to my heartbeat. Melody to my heartbeat. What will it take to keep you by my side? My world is on fire, but with you I'm alright. I've lost all ambition for fame and recognition. I just wanna be the center of your attention. Like a mellow melody to my heartbeat. Mellow melody to my heartbeat. Mellow melody to my heartbeat. Mellow melody to my heart. touch your skin. When I'm without you, I feel like I'm drowning. I didn't know what love was till I tasted you. If love's a battlefield, I'd die for you. You're like a melody to my heartbeat. Melody to my heartbeat. Melody to my heartbeat. Melody to my heartbeat. Mellow melody. Mellow melody. Mellow melody. Mellow melody.
That was Mellow by Biawana. And one of my favorite things about Biawana's songwriting is that there's always a great vocal hook. There's always a great earworm that kind of just wiggles in. I always find myself humming their songs after I listen to them without even realizing it. And this next act is very similar in that way. I think one of her strongest suits is writing killer pop hooks that just completely take over a song. I met her at an International Women's Day panel. We connected and, you know, not even 2 months later, we're working on a show together. And so that's always really exciting. This is Neela. That's N-E-E-L-A. The name of this song is Lovers in Danger.
Extraordinary how you pulled me in. You make the pain go away. Baby, you're my Novocaine. Because my love is a stranger. Now I'm in love with the stranger.
That was Neela with Lovers in Danger. Neela is also releasing new content soon, and I have a feeling she's probably going to premiere some of it at the show on Friday. So if you like the sound of what she's doing now, tune in, check out her set. She is on First at 9 p.m. Make sure you catch it. This next act is one that's very dear to my heart, because it's very rare that I feel like I let myself show my inner gay when I'm throwing a show. Usually I try to kind of, you know, like put up the professional thing. I'm running the show, I'm working, I don't have a lot of time. But when I was putting on this show for Quarterback, back when Static Jupiter existed, there is something about his energy that just transforms all of the music he has out. And I was very surprised by that, because I have never in my life seen anyone dance on stage like Beyoncé, with Beyoncé's energy and with Beyoncé's sense of style. It is fantastic. So I am so overjoyed to be putting on Quarterback for this show, because they moved away and I was so sad that we were never going to get to work with them again. But thanks to online shows, we're in business. Make sure you don't miss Quarterback. He is a star. This is probably my favorite song of his he's put out so far. It's called Bone, and it's very on theme with his usual subject matter, which is being sexy.
Cacked out your tongue, too many whiskey sours, all I do is look. Heavenly powers playing in the park, staying up past dark for you. You trying to say you're searching for a bone, cause I can play all day. What you betting on, what you trying to pay? Tell me what you want and you can stay away. Heels in the sheets, you like looking up at me. Use your words, say you wanna leave one more hour, show my powers to you.
Joy. I don't know what to say. He really fills me with joy. And does he not have a beautiful voice? So excited for the show. This Friday, he's gonna play. Now we're gonna get a little Latin, because we're starting the What We're Listening To segment. And I've been listening to a lot of Latin music. I listen to a lot of Latin music in general, and I always have. My dad is Chilean, and I grew up listening to him play music, and I grew up listening to acts like Buena Vista Social Club and Hector Lavoe and all of those guys. And so that's kind of crossed over into my listening habits now, except for I discovered in my late teen years that there were actually modern Latin musicians who were making pop music and dance music and all sorts of crazy experimental music. I've played a little bit of Latin goth on this show before. This week, we're going to take it a little bit more in the traditional and pop direction, just because I feel like it's really uplifting and they're some of my favorite, most celebratory songs that I know. This first act that we're going to listen to is from Vancouver. I've done my best to keep it as local as possible, but because there aren't a lot of Latin artists in this scene, I kind of was selecting from a small pool. So we're going to get a little bit of Canadian content, and then we're going to get, honestly, quite a bit of content from the United States, but that's kind of the sacrifice you have to make when you're playing an hour worth of Latin music, or 45 minutes. So, on that note, I was thrilled to find this act. I did not know that they existed. Under Cushy, I put on a Latin showcase. And so I'm always looking for local Latin talent. If you're listening and you are local Latin talent or you know anybody, please DM me at Cushy Entertainment, Cushy with a C Entertainment on Instagram. I want to find you. But I found these guys quite accidentally, when I was looking for generic artist recommendations on Facebook. And they submitted their music. It's a collaboration between two people. Only one of them is Latin. It's Tambura Rasa, or Tambura Rasa, and Ivan Tukakov. The name of this song is En La Vida, and I think you're going to find it really fun.
Thank you.
Big Finish. Yay. I really do love this music. You guys can probably tell, but I would love to see that song performed live. Oh my God. I can finally actually move my hips at a Vancouver show. Just kidding, guys. Kind of. So the next act that is coming on is also kind of traditional. And after this, we're going to go more down the experimental pop road. So if traditional isn't your thing, stick with it. We're getting there. I'm very intentional with the way I order these songs, so this is like laying the framework, you know what I mean? We're about to get a little bit crazier. But this song is called El Chuchumbe by Las Cafeteras, and it is one of the most entertaining vocal performances I think I've ever heard. And mind you, I'm not saying it's a beautiful vocal performance, nor am I saying it's a technically impressive one. But it is very entertaining, and I think you'll know what I mean when you hear this fucking guy on this track who just has so much character in his voice that you can't help but love him. This is El Chuchumbe with Las Cafeteras.
Thank you.
is that song not, like, the most fun ever? I really do love that guy's voice. He's so goofy. I love him. And whoever's singing the other vocals has the strength of a thousand suns in her projection. Jesus. That kind of vocal style is very common in Latin music, and I think one of the only people who I've ever seen perform live who really, really takes that original energy and that style of singing is Lito Pimento, who we're going to listen to later. But for now, we're going to listen to another local, Kin Balam, who I've worked with before. We included Kin Balam in our last Latin showcase, and he brings down the house every time. I know it seems like I'm overhyping all of these artists because I work with them, but the reality of the situation is that I work with artists I really respect, and Balam is one of those people. So when I listen to this song, I really sense that energy behind Kin Balam. What he does, because he's a solo act, is he gets a bunch of other Latin session musicians to come join him on stage. Sometimes his band is huge, sometimes it's relatively small. I've put him on both ways. But every time he brings this intensity and he brings this political mission with him and this spiritual mission with him to explore his roots, because he's a Salvadoreño, he's indigenous to El Salvador. And I feel like you can tell that he's doing that with his song. He opens it up with some traditional instruments, and then it goes into hip-hop and rap, which is really interesting. This song is called Rise Above the Madness by Kin Balam.
Check 1, 2. Camino del Jaguar. Para liberar el alma. Buscando la calma. Yeah. Simón, tu corazón. Tiempo de Shinashli. Time of the sea. Seeking for the medicine from doing good deeds. Yo. Come on. Check one time. Rise above all the madness. All the madness. I am not what you think, I'm haunted by my sins. All the darkness I bring will make you hate the kin. When I look at the past, I feel the need to run. When the soul's outcast, you hate yourself too long. If I am better today, it's cause I felt the regret for motherfuckers that died and all the people I wrecked. In the storm of my eyes, I came to see it connect. The hurt and pain of my life is always one with the rest. Deep in the mess, call me the god, call me the blind. The savior, the martyr, the culprit, the shameful, the blame for the broken, the stainful, the victim, the liquid, vindictive, the wicked, the prison, the villain, the gimmick, man who killing my life story. It's purgatory, no glory in the heart. Tied up with internal warming, unknown we can transform me. The inner storming, I jumped the story. Finally reaching forgiveness, when hatred was given. Now feeling the fences and my consequences. I'm seeking my spirit outside, taking a knife on my soul, sacred healing to rise. I lock my soul in a dungeon, hunted by murder besides. I hide, twisting the stomach of my sister's inner child. For abandoning my brothers on a path of genocide. For trying to hold down others while I'm drowning deep inside. And creating the wounds of other people I grant. It was normal for them to stand against. So that I am, the guilt in my hands, my sentence in band, unraveling bullets to break my capsule of sand. I understand, for everything we do will come back for the soul, and everything we reap is the fruit of the sown. I learned that my sins can one day be reborn as a great medicine on the road to atone. When I let go of my tears, let it be, let it rain. I can rise above the madness, yeah, of the trauma in my veins. Come on, when I let go of my tears, let it be, let it rain, yo. I can rise above the madness, yo. Of the trauma in my veins, come on. When I let go of my tears, yo. Let it be, let it rain, come on. I can rise above the madness, yo. Of the trauma in my veins, come on. When I let go of my tears, yeah. Let it be, let it rain, come on. I can rise above the madness, yo. Of the trauma in in my veins, yo, whoa. How can I hold love when the blind puff kill your soul flux, keep your soul stuck, never notice. People focus, force the lotus of your motion to feel hopeless, tell you open as it smash against the sound. Heavy rounds of police brutality, mother mad at me, grandma's agony, father damaging, model of male identity, battering my sister, motherfucker make me feel I wanna kill ya. But I'm smarter to know venoms in my center, and the winners never send us, but the love supreme defenders. Remember you are bright like a wish, holding strength like the sun, greatest of all the gifts. When you hold your own love, my purpose and mission was to hold a distinction of a positive vision through her drugs and addiction. If I cannot be present for you in physical form, I'll always be with you just in the spiritual one. Every day I missed it, it's not your fault what you saw. For our family in crisis, couldn't see what they brought. You were just a little kid, so don't fuck with the noise, cause your mama does love you and she's fighting the storm. Daddy's not yet a man, if he acts like a boy, gotta learn to forgive. Recognize what they did was about their limitations and never about the dreams that they wanted for your making. When I let go of my tears, let it be, let it rain. I can rise above the madness, y'all, of the trauma in my veins. Come on, when I let go of my tears, let it be, let it rain. I can rise above the madness, y'all, of the trauma in my veins. Come on, when I let go of my tears, y'all, let it be, let it rain. Come on, I can rise above the madness, y'all, of the trauma in my veins. Come on, when I let go of my tears, let it be, let it rain. Come on, I can rise above the madness, y'all, of the trauma in my veins. Whoa. Vale la pena cargar nuestro pasado, pero vale aprenderlas, enseñanzas del caso, y no repetirlas, hacer nueva vida, tener energía, con más armonía, profunda la necesidad de sanar, de llorar, para el drama al fin dejar, despertar, sigue el mar, en este día encuentro paz, en la paz del corazón, que nada nos unirá, que la paz y el amor, mi comunidad, la raza, mi pueblo, mi sangre, familia, en la guerra tocó caminar, el tiempo letal, la era del fuego, penas envenenando pueblos sin un sueño para derrotar la multitud de juventud y su salud por un sistema que conduce esclavitud del ataúd. Fueron las gangas, pisos que sangran, sombras que mandan, otros que expandan la infinitud de gran amor, su plenitud como el sol. Es lo que tú igual que yo llega a definir, la voz que respira, camina, perdona, supera, se sana, se calma, levanta, emana su alma con ganas, cambia sus ramas humanas. En mi vida he cometido cantidad de errores, me aplastaron, mataron, persiguieron con malas flores. Tantos años caminé arrastrando estos pavores, después de mucha sanación logré entender la orden. Cuando pongo en libertad, yo, mi lágrimas, mi dolor, come on, logro sanar y renacer, y reencontrarme entre el amor, cuando pongo en libertad, mi lágrimas, mi dolor, logro sanar y renacer, y reencontrarme entre el amor, doggy, when I let go of my tears, let it be, let it rain, come on, I can rise above the madness, yo, of the trauma in my veins, come on, when I let go of my tears, let it be, let it rain, doggy, I can rise above the madness, yo, of the trauma in my veins.
Guitar playing style destroys my life. Every time I listen to it, I'm hit with all these different emotions. Nostalgia from being a kid and listening to my dad play guitar like that. Guitarist envy for the fact that I will never be able to move my fingers that fast. And then just like adoration because holy shit, that's all him, you know? He's a talented guy. Now we're going to listen to another one of my favorites. She's not from here. She was recommended to me by a friend of mine, McKinley Dixon, who came to play a cushy show. He's from Virginia a while back, and we were talking about some of his friends in the music industry. He mentioned that he knew Xenia Rubinos. I don't often find a musician who really rattles me and who impresses me in new and exciting ways. it's pretty rare, I think, in general, that a musician can do that to anybody. And Zidia Rubinos did that to me instantly. She has pretty much only good songs out. I think she's a musical genius, and she's greatly underrated. Her first two records are called Magic Tricks and Black Terry Cat, and I really like both of them. They're my favorite records by her. But this one's a little bit more recent. It's called Diosa by Zidia Rubinos. I feel like it's important to say that even though I just said before that song that Zidia Rubinos is a musical genius, that song's a lot more straightforward than the stuff that she usually does. If you're interested in listening to something really interesting, I recommend you check out her song Lonely Lover. And while you're at it, listen to the rest of that record too, because I think it's gold. The next act we're going to be playing on the show today is one of the most inspirational people I think are in the Canadian music industry right now. I mentioned her earlier in the show. Her name is Lito Pimienta, and she is such a powerhouse. I don't even really know where to start by describing her. She has won most of the grants and most of the awards that you can win in Canadian music. She's a mother. She is Colombian, but she lives in Toronto, which makes her a really interesting part of the Canadian music scene. She's also extremely talented. If you check out her discography, she has so much material out, and her image is amazing. I really recommend that you take a look at some of her music videos, because she uses a lot of really interesting imagery inspired by her own roots, sort of fused up with all of the American Canadian influence around her, and has created some really beautiful looks. I know that my favorite look by her is her covered in flowers and tulle, all different kinds of tulle. If you listen to her voice, I think that Lito is a perfect example of a real, real powerful, strong woman in Canadian music, and I'm glad that she's around. On that note, this song is called Ruleta by Lito Pimienta. If you like this one, give her a listen on Spotify. There's lots to explore. Ima, Lito Pimienta with Ruleta. The next song we're going to listen to is by an act called Sotomayor. The name of the song is Pajarito. This song, I feel, is a perfect bridge into the song we're going to listen to afterwards, which is very funky and high energy. So if you're feeling like groovin', this is the one to ease you on into it. This is Pajarito by Sotomayor. Pajarito by Sotomayor. And the next song we're going to listen to is by a Brazilian act. They have a very long name. They're called As Bahias e a Cozinha Mineira. And they're a group of black trans women from Brazil who met each other by coming together over the death of Amy Winehouse, of all things. Eventually, their music started progressing more towards discussing blackness and womanhood and what it means to be a trans black woman in Brazil. But this particular song is a party. It's called Um Doido Caso.
No caso, gato vira lata, cachorro medonho, brincou com os meus sonhos, depois voou. Eu sou rameira assumida, bem fiel com a vida, risco o céu com a unha atrevida. Em dia, malandro, hoje em dia.
quem deu mancada na fotografia. É hoje em dia, malandro. Hoje em dia, hoje em dia, hoje em dia. É hoje em dia, malandro. Hoje em dia, hoje em dia, hoje em dia.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Yay! I'm so high energy now. Yes! A good song has the power to do that to you. That was Doiro Caso by As Bahias y a Cocina Minera. And the next act is our deep cut for the day. We're still going to keep it Latin because I want to take every opportunity I can to share all of this music with you guys. This act, I don't know much about. I don't even really know how to pronounce her name. It's Sara, H-E-B-E. That could be Hebe. That could be Ebe. That could be Heeb. That could be Heb. I have no idea how you say her last name. But this song is called Movimiento Social El Deseo. And I think that it is just the tip of the iceberg of what she does as a musician. I just scrubbed through her discography before I decided to play her today. And she is so inventive. It's like riding a roller coaster listening to all the stuff she does. So here's a little taste. This is Movimiento Social, El Deseo, by Sara Hebe, I think.
Quemar.
It's good stuff.
Hay que armar algo para quemar, hacerte un fueguito donde sea, una velita. Así que, así bueno, que fíjate bien que quieres quemar.
El deseo, lo que pasa entre nos, te gusta bailatelo. Es del pueblo, este ritmo gózalo. Yo quiero bailármelo.
Desde abajo. movimiento social desde abajo, desde abajo, para arriba, para arriba, que se arme ahora. Cumbia antifascista, desde abajo.
That concludes our fun little Latin pop party. Thank you for listening to Cushy Radio this week. This is so much fun for me. And I want to remind you all, if you've just tuned in, who I am and what this show is about. This is Cushy Radio. My name is Ali Laube, and I own Cushy Entertainment. We're a not-for-profit event production society that throws inclusive and accessible events for underrepresented artists. We're doing that for the first time online this Friday. You can come and listen to us. We're going to be on Zoom. Myself, Hotspot, who we're hosting with, and the three artists who are playing. To remind you, that's locals Biawana and Neela, and from Victoria, Quarterback. Eventually, I will get around to doing another Latin showcase. Don't you worry, it'll happen someday, maybe even online, but for now, I hope that I see all of your beautiful faces on the Zoom call on Friday. The show starts at 9 p.m. and if you want to get in, it's by donation. Don't gotta pay anything you don't have. But you do have to check out Hotspot's Instagram at 9 p.m. sharp. And that's at hot.spot. Hot period spot. Check it out. Follow us on social media. We're at Cushy Entertainment. That's Cushy with a C, Entertainment on everything. And I'll see you guys next week here on CITR on the airwaves 101.9, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Bye-bye.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.